SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today's program in our transcription series is devoted to folk songs of Switzerland.
To many people around the world, folk singing in Switzerland is synonymous with yodeling. Yet in addition to this rather unusual form of singing, Swiss folklore contains a wealth of traditional songs of a more conventional nature in the various languages and dialects of the country. Lue geht vor Bergen und Tal, Sunset in the Mountains and Valleys, is one of the most popular songs in Swiss German. It was written at the beginning of the 19th century by Ferdinand Huber, a well-known composer in the folk idiom.
Lueget vor Bergen und Tal, flieht Schotter zu. Lueget auf Auen und Matte, wachse die dunkle Schatte, Sonn auf de Berge und Stadt. Ah, wie sie Gletscher so rot, oh, wie sie Gletscher so la 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 still auf der Berg wird's Nacht aber der Herrgott der wacht der Selbststern blitter Schiene, Sternli, wie bist du so frine, seht er am Nebel der Stadt. Sternli, Gott grüß dich wie Gott, Sternli, Gott grüß Divi Gott. La 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 minit Gott der Hut, Frieli der Vater von alle, lot mich Grüßlerli nicht falle, Vater im Himmel der Wacht. Sternli, lieb Sternli, gute Nacht, la 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 la.
The late Father Joseph Beauvais, a priest from Fribourg, was another highly gifted composer of folk melodies. In the hearts of the French-speaking Swiss today, many of his songs are so firmly rooted as if they had been sung for hundreds of years. Yet Canon Beauvais composed them only at the beginning of this century. The Ronde Villageoise, The Village Roundelay is one of his typical light-hearted compositions. Relatively few authentic folk songs of domestic origin exist in the Italian Swiss canton of Ticino. Most of the popular melodies of that region originate from Italy across the border. The song La Girometa, however, is said to be genuinely southern Swiss. It tells of itinerant workers praising the beauty of Girometa, a girl from the Ticino mountains.
Oh,
Romansh, Switzerland's fourth national language, is spoken by only about 1% of the population living in the southeastern canton of Graubünden. Their beautiful folk songs are indeed an eloquent argument for the preservation of their interesting Latin-derived idiom. La Storta da Cruz tells of a young man who is walking down the highway in the Engadine Valley. As he approaches the bend in the road near the village of Cruz, he notices a pretty girl at the window of the local tavern. He stops and says to himself, "If the wine in this tavern is as fine as this girl is good-looking, I think I'd better go in." He does go in and finds everything to his taste.
La Storta da Cruz. A Cruz riva pro l'usteria, la storta levator. Mo cum passar da sperra via, ci fil batacor. E tung, il batacor, tung, e tung, il batacor, tung. Sünf nestra vez na bella mata, ci impara da cegnar. E scialvine sbunda fata, ci vuole insaiar. E cluc, vuole insaiar, cluc. E cluc, vuole insaiar, cluc. Il vine sbun la matta scorta, mosteivan pedestru. Wassanaccia tala storta per stara cruz. E zoom, per stara cruz, zoom. E zoom, per stara cruz, zoom.
Soldiers' songs are among the oldest folk songs of Switzerland. They talk of the hard but glorious times when the fighting prowess of Swiss mercenaries was feared throughout Europe. Here is one of their songs from the 16th century about the wars in Italy.
Strappere mi, strappere mi, alla mi presente, al vostra signoria, alla mi presente, al vostra signoria. Wir zogen in das Feld, da hätten wir weder Säckel noch Geld. Strappere mi, alla mi presente, al vostra signori, alla mi presente, al vostra signori. Wir kamen vor sieben tot, da hätten wir weder Wein noch Brot. Strampere mi, alla mi presente, al vostra signori, alla mi presente, al vostra signori.
Wir kamen vor Friaul, da hätten wir allesamt Großmaul. Strampere mi,
alla mi presente, al vostra signori, alla mi presente, al vostra signori. Wir kamen vor Triest, da hätten wir allesamt die Pest. Strampere mi, alla mi presente, al vostra signori, alla mi presente, al vostra signori. Strampere mi.
The Der Höher Stamme is the title of what is probably the oldest herdsman's song known in German-speaking Switzerland. This ancient melody still contains certain natural tones, produced also by the Alphorn, for example, which make it sound strangely archaic to our ears today. There is a region in the western Swiss canton of Fribourg known as La Gruyère, where people still speak an ancient French dialect of their own. From this mountainous area, we hear what could be called a hymn of the cowherds, sung at the time when the cattle are taken up to the mountain pastures for the summer, the Rang des Vaches.
Oh,
A Swiss folk classic from the canton of Bern is the old Guckisberg song about the unhappy love of a girl named Vreneli. Written probably at the beginning of the 18th century by an anonymous composer, this rare example of a Swiss folk song in a minor key is certainly one of Switzerland's most romantic and melodically most beautiful love ballads. Of course, there are also quite a number of patriotic folk songs in Switzerland. 19th-century composer Wilhelm Baumgartner set to music a poem by Gottfried Keller, which expresses the great Swiss writer's ardent love of his native land. This song has even been suggested as a possible Swiss national anthem, and its title is "O My Homeland." It is still one of the most stirring and most cherished songs of the Swiss people.
Oh,
You've been listening to Folk Songs of Switzerland, another program in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.